Welcome to Bodega Chat with Michelle Adana.
So where did you commute from today?
I actually live right on, what's it called? DeKalb. So like it's a 20-minute walk, but I Ubered because I was, of course, running late.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cold too.
It is. It's really fucking cold. I was like, I can't. I don't think I can do another New York winter.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Where are you? What neighborhood?
East New York, Ozone Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. Ozone Park is East New York?
I'm on like the literal border.
Okay, because I think Ozone Park is Queens, yeah?
Ozone Park is, yes, Queens.
Okay, okay.
And then East New York is Brooklyn.
Okay.
My house is literally on the border.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. No, because I'm from Ridgewood. And it's always been border. The big battle of like, is it Brooklyn or is it Queens? And it's just like, can I just breathe?
No.
No. Yeah. And everyone's
That's how every New Yorker is going to be like, no.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, you can like technically say you're from Brooklyn. And I'm like, I would never say I'm from Brooklyn. Not because I love Brooklyn. Like, thank you for having me. But I feel like people from Brooklyn are so, just like people from the Bronx. They're like, ah, like, so I'm like, I'm not appropriating somebody else's culture. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Brooklyn is a little like lowercase ra, you know?
Yes. But still, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to say Queens.
Queens goes off, too.
Yeah, but, like, we're come like Queens. On. No. It's like Queens get the money, diriki. But, like, I don't know. Someone from Flatbush would, like, bite me or something. So I'm just like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just like, yeah, you're right, whatever.
Okay. I feel like I've always had an identity crisis with where I've lived and where I'm from. Like, I was actually born in Chicago. Born in Chicago. Shout out interesting. To Devon Street.
Period.
Rogers Park.
Yeah. No, we have a huge Chicago audience. They have so many bodegas. Yeah.
But I moved here in the first grade. So started the first grade here. Green card MTA for life or Metro card for life.
You said green card.
Green card. Green Metro card.
Green Metro card. I was like, period. I love green cards too.
green Metro cards. You know, grew up here. So yeah, and it's always been a battle because my house being on the border, our mailing address was Queens, but our voting and school district was Brooklyn. So had to go to all like Brooklyn school, like me and my siblings, cousins, everyone had to go to Brooklyn schools and like vote Brooklyn, and then like our mailing address was Queens and stuff. So
my city, that it said Ridgewood, Queens, Flushing, Brooklyn, Bushwick, like it had all different types, but I was like, you know, I was still getting mail, so I'm like, I think that's a W. What high school did you go to?
So I actually went to an Islamic school in Woodside.
Period.
Yeah.
Woodside by the 7 train, like 46, yep, 40 yep, back yep, over yonder.
Yep, I went over yonder. 61st Street, Woodside,
61st Street?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I got.
How was that?
Honestly, I don't think the indoctrination worked.
Okay. Work.
No, I don't know. My parents just wanted me to have like a better understanding, I guess, or just like keep me out of trouble because of where we were and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I am the oldest child. So
out of how many?
4.
Okay.
So you know, they put a lot more pressure and everything on me to be the best.
Did all the other ones go to?
No, they all went to public school. And I was like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, damn.
I didn't even get to go to a prom or nothing. Like,
ever?
No. Well,
middle school?
My college had like a senior ball.
What college you went to?
Fordham.
Okay, heard you. BX, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They had a senior ball?
They did. Now looking back at it, I was like, I paid way too much money for that stale ass salad. Like, ooh, it was like $275 a ticket. And
you had to pay to go to the ball?
Yeah.
But you already paid tuition.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, somebody definitely paid.
Somebody
something.
Did. I was in HEOP, bitch.
Yes.
Oh, I got money back to go to school.
Yes, I love that. No, but I totally understand. Like, my mom put me in Catholic school for middle school.
Oh,
it's obviously not exactly the same. Yeah, but
yeah. But you know what? The I did go to Queen Center Mall after after school every single day, and we'd run into the Catholic school girls. Which school did you go to?
Well, I went to. I don't want to shout them out. Fuck them. They fuck them. They scarred me so bad that I'm not religious anymore because I was like, y'all are so hypocritical and fake and racist and all these other things. And you're like how is the most homophobic person a lesbian gym teacher? Like,
one thing I will say about my Islamic school was that they were very, like, the staff was very diverse.
Oh.
It was very, I had a gay teacher openly as well. Oh. Gay and Jewish. He was responsible for my radical, you know, radicalization.
Yeah, I love that.
And then I had a black psychology teacher, a guidance counselor,
y'all had psychology class?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
AP psychology.
Okay. AP. Okay, I heard you AP. Okay.
I did not do well, but, you know, it was there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. It was an advanced placement class. But, it was pretty good place to be, I feel like, with the teachers I had, at least, because they allowed me to explore my creative side as well, because I feel like the rest of the teachers were so, like, hardcore, like, you know, Muslim and South Asian, like, no, you can only do, like, a number of things because this world does not believe in you.
Oh, damn.
No, I feel like they were just trying to save me.
They were just
me,
trying to be, you know? Real.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They were. And I get it, because, like, I would get the same thing from my parents, you know, like, oh, like, don't try to do anything crazy. Like, Hollywood doesn't want you. You're, like, have you seen yourself represented? No, like, it's gonna be a hard fucking battle. How much money you're gonna make doing this, blah blah blah. Like, I got all of that, and I would say, like, thankful to, like, my English teachers and, like, everybody who did see, like, something in, like, my creative, you know, side.
Yeah, that's really
also
beautiful.
Because I was so bad at everything else. Really? They were like, this bitch is not gonna make it as a scientist.
Yeah.
So
that's good. Let's push her over here this way. Yeah. I love that. That's beautiful, though, that you, thank, like, at least were guided somewhere.
Yeah,
So did you go to college for acting or anything arts?
I did not. I think, like, even though there were people on my side who kind of, like, championed the, I mean, even my parents were, like, very proud of, like, my artwork and things like that, but they were just like, be realistic. And I was trying really hard to be realistic, and I just went to school with a liberal arts degree. I was like, you know what, I'll just major in history. My dream was actually to work in international humanitarian law.
Okay.
And then Obama won, and I was like, I guess the job is done.
You're like, he got it from,
well,
here.
Yeah, I guess we're good. And then he went and bombed the Middle East for 8 years.
Ooh.
So
yeah. So did you change your mind, or you were like,
I was
somebody
like, I'm
else
too far gone
that.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even, like, if I was to backtrack, go back to school and everything, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, what, like, I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. I know. I hear you. I hear you, though, when, like, trying to figure out, but also having, like, your parents are immigrants, or okay.
Yeah.
And so my mom is also immigrant. I'm first generation. And so it was definitely like, go get a degree that you could do something with first, and then go do whatever you want, but also be realistic, like,
right, yeah.
And I think also growing up, I've always been chubby, and so it's always been a conversation. Oh god, I'm not even gonna get into the conversations, but it's always been like, well, I'm Colombian. It's like, what do Colombians in the media look like? And it's like Shakira and Sofia Vergara, and I'm like, But they need Michelle Adana. Like,
I had a Colombian ex, and I definitely felt like the body thing was a part. I don't know. Maybe this is probably just me being crazy, you know?
No.
Like, maybe his mom didn't like me.
No. No, hey, it might, like, maybe, I'm like.
I know, right?
Oh, no, I have a fly thing.
A fly swatter?
Yeah, just because, hey, okay, we'll talk about it. But there's been flies around, and I'm just, like, keeping an eye out.
Okay, okay.
Just
okay.
Know, mm-hmm. I'm keeping that thing on me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She's prepared.
But no, but Colombian women, like, okay, first of all, women in general hate each other. Like, hate each other. So, like, Colombian women are the worst. No shade. Actually, all the shade.
My best friend actually went to, shout out to Archbishop Malloy, I feel like.
Oh, my God, yes,
no, those Malloy. Are the girls we would run into in Queens Center Mall.
Because that was right there. Yeah, because Malloy was right there. And I didn't get into Malloy.
I don't know anything about Catholic schools.
It was like one of the better ones.
Where did you go to high school?
Forest Hills.
Hey.
Forest Hills High School.
That's a good school.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Is it not? I don't know.
No. No. It is an overcrowded, underinvested in school with 1,000 kids per grade.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, I had a blast because I was able to do everything I wanted and nobody really gave a fuck because I was like an overachiever. And it's like, yeah, I mean, she's not pregnant and she's doing good. Like, and it was like, I was able to do my AP classes, be in the drama academy, be on every team I wanted to be on. Yeah. And wait, I was a leader in clubs band. And stuff. No, not the band. Dios mío, fuck. I was already in the drama academy. Like, are we gonna put me in the band too?
She was in the crocheting team.
But, I was also
she was playing
like,
chess.
Exactly. No. Wait. And I had a job and shit. But I was just like, I was able to.
Yeah, that's some New York shit, though.
Right.
That's really like
what you could do in 24 hours in New York. No,
exactly.
Incredible.
And I look back at that, and my sister is like in med school right now. Wow. The amount of shit like she's done even in high school. I'm like, that's fucking insane. Like. You know,
what high school she went to?
High School of Medical Sciences or some shit like that. Oh, like science and engineering.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
So Malloy didn't take me. But also I was very happy because it was like one. So with Catholic school, you have to like apply to three schools only. You can only apply to three schools from middle school to high school. And only one of them took me and didn't give me, like, a scholarship. And I was like, thank God. I'm not going. Because I was scarred. Anyways, what were you were talking about? Oh, wait.
My
was
best
it
friend went to Columbia.
Ah, okay. Last year. Your best friend went to Columbia last year.
And she literally was, like she said she was, like, scarred. She's Ecuadorian and, like, from New York. And she was just like, yeah, I'm scarred for life. You know, she's like a thick girl like us, like, you know, and she was just like, I just felt so out of place there. Like everyone was just like fucking, you know, va, va, voom, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's
and then like the like I think the thing was for her, like men were like ignoring her and stuff like that, so she's like that like trauma came out of her, like she felt like very very like I don't know,
just ostracized.
Yes,
almost. Yeah. Right, like put aside.
Yeah. I mean I like growing up bigger, like that is the thing, like right, like you feel like nobody wants you because of your size, nobody likes you because of your size, and like I feel like that's how she felt. And like I get that. I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for when I get married to that man. It's fine.
Hold on. Isn't that your ex? What do you mean married to that man?
Shut up, Michelle.
Married to that man? And what are you going to do with the in-law?
I don't know. Take care of her.
Take care of her? And you'll be like, no, you're going to get fat, bitch. Put like whatever Regina George was eating and be like, comete esto. Okay, love that plan. Looking forward to it. Let me know how that goes. But no, I totally understand. No, Colombia's crazy. But actually one time in Colombia, like I guess being from here, but also my mother is very... she has a very slick tongue. Like, mm-hmm. she will tell you right then and there, like, boom. And one day, I guess, I was getting ready to go out with my cousin, and there was, like, a neighbor. A neighbor was, like, sitting in the living room of my aunt, right? And my aunt and the neighbor were talking, and me and my cousin are, like, putting on makeup, whatever, and getting ready. And this bitch looks at me. I don't know her. I never met this lady. She was like, oh, maybe you should cover yourself. And I go, I don't know you. Don't talk to me about my body. You should, like, I told this lady, like, up and down, to the point where when I came back home, whatever, or the next day, my aunt was like, sat me down, was like, you can't be talking to people like that. And I was like, well, I don't know who that lady was, so why the fuck is she talking to me? Like, don't talk about my body. And then yeah. I learned that I can actually tell people to fuck off. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And now I have very big boundaries on talking about my body, because people don't understand how
fucked up it is.
How, yeah. dog, you think you talking about it? Yeah. You don't know what's going on in here. Yeah, like, I don't it's worry. Like, I see what I have.
Right,
mirror.
Like, I've seen myself. Thank you.
Thank you
for pointing it out.
No, I got it.
And it's always like my family would always tell me, like, well, if we don't say it, like, other people will. And let me tell you something, okay? I have never been bullied by people outside the way I've been bullied by Yo. My own family, okay? Literally, my grandmother used to be like, oh, can you go get something from me for me from upstairs? It'll be good exercise for me. I'm like, bitch, you could have just asked.
Oh, my God. You could just say, go upstairs.
Right? You were going to tell me to do it anyways. Oh, you didn't have gosh. To say all that. And, like, it's not like I wasn't active. As a kid, I was yeah. very fucking active. I was, yeah. like, running around between my grandma's house and yeah. my house. Like, we were playing tag. We were rollerblading. We were spending time in the sun. We never had any of these problems.
Yeah.
They just saw a girl got ass, and they're yeah. mad. You know?
That's the thing. That's the most frustrating thing, that it feels like they don't know what's going on internally. They don't see all the efforts people make to try to have healthier routines. Like, dog, if I could, I would. I promise you. Like, this ain't something I could switch off and on. Yeah. And I know, you know, I remember there was this, I was in a sorority for a hot second. Mm. And then I definitely dropped. But it was this white girl, no shade to her. And she was just like, you don't go to the gym? I was like, well, no. First of all, the membership at school at that point, yeah. and also, like, I don't have time. I work. I have all these clubs. I have all these classes.
What school did you go? What college did you go to?
Cornell.
a little Ivy school called Cornell.
Ever heard of it? And I remember she was just like, but it's about your health. And I was like, okay. Like,
it, yelling at
I
you.
Know. And I was like, oh, okay. But it's also, like, true that it is in a different perspective, right, for different people. You grew up doing that with it. Your parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think I ever went to the gym with my mother? You think I ever went on a run with my mother, went on a hike with that woman? Like, no. The most we do is, like, dance salsa in the living room. And yeah. that's so much fun. But, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
do I plan to go over on Fridays at 5 p.m. to do a salsa class with my mom in the living room for an hour? No. Because we could just have, like, different priorities and stuff. But, like, yeah. I just think it's so interesting that it's just people, just basically all of this to say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Don't worry about it.
Like, if you think you got to let me know, I know. I know. Don't worry. Anyways. Y'all, this is Bodega Chat. I'm so excited to be here with you. This is Bodega Chat. My name is Michelle Adana. I'm here with Zubi Ahmed. Yeah. Yes, we're going to be chatting all things juicy, comedy. You know what I'm saying? So we were just talking about all things people needing to shut the fuck up. So now, how about we get into, oh, let's talk about some bodega stuff. We're talking about food and, like, being thick.
Yes, yes.
What is your favorite bodega food?
Growing up, it was definitely the honey buns. 99. Well, was it 99? No, it was 50 cents back then.
It was 50 cents.
It was,
yeah,
50 cents back
then. Was it
50?
Was it 25?
I think it was 50 cents because they were, okay, fat.
Yeah, they were big. They were the bigger portion. So, yes. Yeah. Oh, those were good.
Those were, that was like my favorite delicious thing to get. That and Red Hot, the, you don't even have that here. Damn. Okay.
Red Hot what?
The Utz hot chips. The purple bag?
You see, I will say I've had this set for how many ever episodes I have. And if I'm being truthful, I just know that the youth enjoys these Cheetos yes, and no, stuff. Crunchy, hot, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, I'm honestly, none of these.
You know, what's your favorite?
I love the purple Doritos.
Oh, the spicy, yeah, what's it called?
The chili,
it's
sweet,
a newer one.
Sweet
yes,
chili.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I was very opposed to it at first. I really? Usually, I went nacho cheese was me, and then I went blue, and then I went, wow, purple. And now I'm like, if there's not purple, I'm like talking to the guy. I'm like, you should talk to your distributor. Like, why is there not purple Doritos in here, bro?
When I don't see the hot chips, when I don't see the Utz hot chips, uh-huh, I know I'm in the wrong neighborhood. Oh. I'm like, I'm not one.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, no, no.
I'm like, say less.
Yeah. Okay, but bodega food, like bodega meal, then.
Oh, so like
meal.
The,
so
what you're ordering?
So side,
what your order is.
Entree, bevy.
Okay. My order is always an egg and cheese. It's always been egg and cheese, either on a roll or a croissant. If they don't have the croissant, I'll take it on the roll. Because
so,
I
so
love,
fancy.
Like, yeah, and like I also didn't do like any. I didn't really do like bacon, egg and cheese or anything like that because back in the day they would always be like pork. Now we have like a lot of options.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It's like you can get turkey. A lot of the Yemeni ones don't even carry pork anymore.
Oh, okay.
They, if you're asking for a bacon, egg and cheese from a like an Arab bodega, they don't, they, it's probably going to be beef bacon or turkey bacon or something.
There's beef bacon?
Yeah, beef bacon is the shit, bro. It's so good.
Are they telling me that or no?
They're probably not. Dad is shaking his head. They're
I
not.
Didn't know
but
that.
It's really good. Beef bacon is delicious.
Okay, so fuck beef bacon. I've been eating beef bacon. How, hold
maybe,
on.
Well, I don't
is
know.
Is that made in a factory? Because where is bacon from? I thought it was just.
We don't need to get into that.
What is
where
going
is
on?
Bacon from?
No, no, no. Because I thought it was from a part of the pork, and so.
You whatever or, part it's from the pig, you can also get that part in a cow. Turkey bacon is also
no,
a
I
thing.
Know, but I thought that like they put the pieces together somewhere.
Girl, that's okay. That's a how you make it
yeah.
episode I haven't watched.
Yeah. I'm like, can we call the FDA? That's
I'm
not,
tired of finding yeah. out how meats are made. Like,
yo, it's getting spookier and spookier. Yeah. I low key stopped cooking like meats of all type. I mean, except like seafood because I just mm-hmm. can't look at it anymore.
I mean, I get that.
You
I
cook?
Do. I do. I do. Oh. I can. I mean, I can cook. Do I cook? Not often. No.
Okay. I don't cook. I'm waiting for my private chef. I am.
Manifest.
It's not a joke. Yeah.
How do you, how like, how you sustain yourself right now? Like, how do you eat?
Vibes.
What do you do?
Taking deep breaths, honestly. I'm like.
Is your family still in New York?
My mom.
Does she send you food? That's what my mom does. She sends my sister food.
How does she send her food?
Well, my mom, my sister lives in Flatbush, and then my mom's still in Ozone Park, so yeah. she just
drives.
My brother drives the food to her.
No, my mom lives 15 minutes away from me. Shout out, mommy. but she doesn't always cook for me. Sometimes she'll like buy something bandeja paisa. Like she'll buy a bandeja paisa from Pollos Mario's in Jackson Heights and mm-hmm. bring it home. You know what a bandeja paisa is?
No.
It's basically like beef and rice and chicharron and aguacate and arepa and egg.
Wow.
It's like a whole meal that is you have to split it between days because please come down maduro.
That's a meal plan. That's
exactly. That's a Colombian meal plan, exactly. And she'll be like, yo, I just got that thing. And I'm like, I bet. And so I'll pull up on her and she'll be like, take it. And I'll be like, yeah. And so I'll just like bring it home. Uh-huh. So that's the closest to it. But right now, what did I do? Yesterday, I burned a potato. Dog, I tried to make French fries and I didn't look up a recipe and I just threw that shit in the air fryer. And it was so burnt. And I was like, well, I don't want to spend money, so I'm going to eat this.
No.
And I ate it.
Well, you're young. You probably don't get, like, gas like that or anything like that, right?
Like, I have gas. No. I have a gas stove.
No, bitch. like gas in your stomach. Like,
no, acid reflux. I never fart and I don't shit. Nah, that's why I don't let, like, it's very little people who are allowed to sleep over because I be in there. Like, like a motorcycle, you know. Let me start. But not very few people that are allowed to sleep over. But
okay.
But what are you talking about? What does that have to do with anything?
The burnt fries that
what
you
does
ate,
that have to do with
that
anything?
Causes gas. That causes like acid reflux and shit. That causes
burnt food
stomach.
Causes stomach problems?
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, what?
Yes.
What does it do?
It hurts. It causes like acid reflux and shit like that. You know, it indigestion. It causes like a lot of problems.
I burn all of my food,
Michelle Antana.
Oh, so am I hurting myself?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She has IBS this whole time. She didn't even know.
I'm like, dog. It is painful to sit on the toilet. I've been doing this. No, but see, this is public school. That's why you're like, it's a good school. No, it wasn't. Nobody told
me
about
Cornell.
But you
went to Cornell. Nobody told you anything there?
Nope.
Nobody said nothing there?
Nope.
That's the problem with smart bitches, okay?
No. I just know that you should invest your money. That's all I know.
That's the thing. That's why you will have a private chef.
Exactly. And my private chef won't burn it. Except I like things being like a little bit burnt just because I'm like, it's cooked. Like, I have this weird thing about like things
you get
being
your,
cooked.
You get your burgers and steaks and everything well
done. Well
done. Yeah.
Unless I'm going to like a fancy place with somebody else is paying. And then I'm like, let that bitch bleed. You know?
Since you want to look like you're a part of the society. No, exactly. I do the same. I'm like, I gotta get it like well done.
Yeah.
Make sure that shit is like cooked.
That's stuff. Because my mother.
That same.
She was always
my
like,
mom,
make sure that I don't want that shit to be breathing when it comes to me.
No, like, when my mom found out that like you don't like the FDA said you don't gotta wash your chicken before you cook it, my mom was like, absolutely not, you're gonna wash that shit and then you're gonna cook it.
Yeah.
Dry it, cook it. That's how you do it.
Dog. I've lived with a lot of people. Like, I've lived with over 30 roommates already because I've just lived all over. And I had a roommate who would cook, dog, and just, like, I would watch this bitch cook, and I'd just be like, yuck. And then she'd be like, you want something? I'd be like, no. Wouldn't wash all these things and, like, would be like, no. Like, it's actually, you're not supposed to wash it. And I'm like,
she sent the spirit fly. Is she alive or is she dead?
No, she alive. She alive. And I guess she's watching.
Where you at, motherfucker? I got something for you. They do come to your face. I get a lot of flies and bugs that just like literally just come to my face. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. But yeah, it's so nasty. No, and yeah, so always and you know what? Watch how people cook in their house. Cause you just be, I don't know, even here, like sometimes I'll have a friend cook with me. Like I like to make sushi with my friends because I learned how to make it and it's actually like super easy and it feels very luxurious, but it's just a few items. Yeah, and it's because sometimes it feels like, oh, that's so rich and expensive. And it's like, well, we can have these experiences too, right here in the hood. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I just always like, I'm watching them. Like, I feel like I'm observing them. I'm like,
I do the same thing.
And they're like moving from like one thing. I'm like, can you wash your hands? Sorry, you just touched the fish and now you're touching the knife. And I'm just cool. And then I'm like, now I'm surveilling you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but wash your fucking hands.
No, it's disgusting the way people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With soap. Don't just put it in the water. Okay.
Yeah. Are you the oldest as well, or?
I'm an only child.
You're an only child. That's smart. That's smart.
Thank you. You chose it. I did that. All me. Thank you. Yeah.
You. I feel like it is some, like, if you're an only child and you just like acted like five kids, your parents were probably like, one is enough.
Yeah. You know? No. You don't know how many.
I should have acted crazier. Because now why do I have three of them?
I mean, when's the next one? How many years apart is the next one after you?
So. I have a brother who's 2 years younger than me, but he has like disabilities and stuff. So he's a double amputee and he has like neurological disorders under the cerebral palsy umbrella. Mm. So because of that, my parents were like, no, we're not going to have any more kids and stuff like that. And but then family started giving them pressure, being like, no, you should have like another kid, family, like try to have another kid, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. And so under that pressure, they started trying again, and they had my sister 10 years later. So my sister is 9 years younger than me. Yeah,
how's that for a gap?
I mean, she's my best friend. Oh, she's, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's like my best friend, and then like we have a brother who's 15 years younger than me. So it was it felt like raising a kid of my own. Oh, you know?
Yeah. I was like, as the oldest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were 15 by the time he came along.
Mm-hmm. I had already started like being the one to get their school supplies for them, their school clothes and things like that. Like, I was like third parent for real.
It's so interesting to me to hear eldest, like, daughters specifically say their experiences, because I'm an only child, but my mom is the eldest of like eldest daughter, but third in the lineup of 12 kids. Oof. So she was, and this was back in a day, so you know she was mother, you know? Yeah. And so I'm just like, y'all are literally parents. Like, what the actual fuck? If I had somebody, like, I'm already, like, with kids, I'm just like, oh, you're so cute. But then they give me attitude. I'm like, what's up, bitch? You want to fight? Like, I'm already, like, so staticky that I'm like, I don't know. But I begged my mom for a sibling. Yeah. I literally gave her so many options. I was like, you could find a man. You could adopt. You could do, what is it called?
When, in vitro?
No, we didn't have that much money. I didn't even know about that until like college. What was the other thing? I was like, you could also do foster care. You could please, I just need, and I was like, give me a pet at least, fuck. I didn't get any of these, and that's fine. Damn. And I'm fine. And okay, now
that's good. Yeah, but that's probably why she only wanted one child, because she was like, I raised all these other people.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
she said it's because like my dad was a piece of shit. So So Zubi, tell me, what's your favorite time at a bodega?
My favorite time, like, of the day?
Yes.
To go there. Anytime is a good time.
Okay
I feel like as a woman, you always have like,
I hear what you're saying, though.
They're on your side. Yes. It doesn't matter when you walk in. Mm-hmm. Like, I will walk in right as they're closing shop, and I'm like, I'm so hungry. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. And they're like, they'll turn the stove back on for you.
They're like,
and my guy friends are like, they walk in like 2 p.m. and they're shutting the stoves off as soon as they see.
Exactly.
That.
It's
like no food today. Get out.
Okay. No, you're right.
Yeah.
That is so true. Gender is a spectrum, but it's on your side.
Yeah.
If you go into the bodega and you're like, you just do this. And they're like, whatever you want, princess. And I'm like, thank you. Can I get the craziest meal you ever ordered? And they're like, damn, that's Okay. She finna eat all of that? Okay, by
what
herself?
What are your thoughts on chopped cheeses?
Okay, I'm a picky eater.
Okay.
I'm a picky eater. Yeah. And so I don't like onions or like bell peppers or like...
Okay.
All right. So I really didn't understand the hype with chopped cheeses, and like my friends get them maybe sometimes and I'll take a bite and I'm like, that's enough. I'm not a chopped cheese girl.
So what's your order then?
I'm a bacon, egg, and cheese or a turkey regular sandwich girl. I'm like keeping it tight, keeping it fit. You know what I'm saying?
I used to do turkey, salt and pepper with lettuce and mayo.
Let me put you on game. Tropical cheese.
Ooh, I couldn't do cheese like that. Okay. So I would just get like American cheese.
Yeah, I shouldn't do cheese, but it's really good. Yeah.
That used to be my order, like when I would go to Jackson Heights and hang out with my dad at his restaurant. Ooh. And not eat his restaurant food.
Hold on. Your dad has a restaurant?
My dad used to have a restaurant. Yeah. Oh, okay. He used to have two. Well, once we got rid of one of them, we opened up another one. Like a block away from the last one.
Yeah.
And then after college, I think we just like sold everything off and like, damn. Yeah.
Was it good? Wait.
Yeah. The business like right now is still booming. Like for one of them.
It's, okay. Like, you still have it. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's not ours anymore, but it's like a whole new name and
y'all
everything.
Y'all sold it off, but.
Yeah.
What y'all structured and created.
Yes.
It's still there. It's still there. What type of food?
It's Indian food, Bengali, South Asian food. Okay. You know?
Y'all got.
Yeah, it's that part of Jackson Heights.
Y'all got pani puri.
No.
Okay.
That is.
It's so yummy though. But that's like street food.
That's traditionally a street food. So you probably wouldn't find it at restaurants. The more like modern restaurants now.
Okay.
That are like trying to do like street foods inside of a Indian restaurant. You can find it at those places. But
my ex was Indian.
Oh, look at us.
yes, my ex was Indian.
Indian,
like their parents, her parents were Indian.
Okay,
but she was Indian too.
I mean like I meant like because I'm not in I'm Bangladeshi. Yes, my family's from Bangladesh.
She was from
India.
South India. South. It was a really long name, and I do not remember it, and we broke up.
You broke up over the name?
No. I was like, I can't fucking say it.
I can't do this.
No, but she took me and my mom to a spot in Jackson Heights, and it was mad funny, because my mom is so fucking weird. One, it was, like, the first time she was meeting, like, a partner that was, like, a woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the first time, but it was, like, we're going out. This is like, we're making it normal, you know? Yeah, and she's like very conservative. And she's like, hola. I'm tu novia. Sí. And she's just like and then she's also super picky about food. Like, I will take her to a beautiful, I could take this bitch to a Michelin restaurant, whatever, 5 stars, all of that. And she'll be like, kind of just want to go to like Pollos Mario, which is like some Colombian spot in Jackson Heights, and it's like, can you just fucking enjoy this? It's like $300, mom. And
yeah, Jackson Heights does have slam and Colombian food though.
Oh yes, it does. I've said it three so times. Pollos Mario is like, if I don't get a sponsorship, like I'm gonna call them and be like, do you know what a podcast is? And they're gonna be like, no. But I love them. They raised me there. Oh my god, this is where like all that going back to like the what is it,
the 7 train,
no, the self-image. I'm like, no, the self-image situation.
Yeah.
Everyone that works at Pollos Mario, so I grew up going to this restaurant, and everyone that works there, at least, no, even the men, every gender that's in there, if you work there, they have to wear white shirts and pants, fitted. When I tell you fitted, I mean Colombian fitted.
Ooh.
So imagine that. You're 10 years old. You're like, I got to look like that? damn. Like, everyone in this, like, hola, mi amor, ¿qué quiere? ¿Qué le, cómo le puedo? And it's like, fuck, dude, can I get chicken fingers? Like, and it's just, like, so stressful because they're so hot and, like, yeah, their body's crazy. You should, we should go to Pollos Mario's. Next we episode, should, us yes, and Pollos Mario's.
You take me to Pollos Mario's and I will go, I'll take you to get some pani puri. Or actually, we call them fuchkas. Bengalis call them fuchkas.
Oh, fuchkas. Yeah. I love me some fuchkas. Yeah. It's actually really yummy.
Like, it is. It's a really great,
it's
like,
refreshing.
Do you just get, like, the one with the water? Or no, do you get, like, the one
there's
with...
There's something in it.
We there's, like, the chickpeas.
And then you put the little...
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, damn, I'll fuck some up right now. Okay, so tell me, fuck, marry, kill, pigeons, rats, Eric Adams.
Oh, God. You know what? I will kill Eric Adams.
Absolutely. Okay.
And I will marry pigeons. Mm-hmm. I guess just fuck the rats because... Yeah. They're there. Yeah. You know?
Fast, quick, you, and easy. Yeah.
You got to lock down a pigeon if you get one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, exactly. Pigeon, you got to lock it down. If she looks you in the eye a certain type of, with both of them, not just like.
Can I tell you, I get so mad when I see a pigeon walking, though, like crossing the street, because I'm like, you, why are you could mad? Fly. Like, why? Why are you in my way? This traffic, bitch. Move.
Yeah.
Like, take up air. Like, come on.
I love it. I mean, like, us two, we're so similar, girl. We're just on a walk for our mental health. I love it.
She's just like me.
Yeah, exactly. That's my twin for real. Like, we really, like, was it birds of a flock? Was it?
Birds of a feather. Birds of a feather? A feather.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
I'm gonna try that again. I'm like, yo, for real, we're just, that's my twin for real. Birds of a feather flock together. So if you had a comedy special, what would be the name of it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I had never thought about having a comedy special.
Do you want one?
Not really.
Oh.
That's not really, like, the dream.
Scratch that. What do you want? What's your biggest dream? What are we going to manifest?
I want to have a television show.
Period.
I want to have a sitcom.
Period.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up on sitcoms, you know, yeah. So that's my thing. I'm like, if I could, I would love to do the Gerard Carmichael thing of bringing multicam back.
Okay.
But I feel like people are so over multicam sitcoms, like, so over it, but if you were to bring it back.
So I saw that one of your credits is that you were on the blacklist for Brooklyn Bengalis. So tell me more about that, because that sounds like what you're talking about.
That one wouldn't be a multicam.
Okay.
So much. It would, like, that one, when I wrote it and pitched it and everything, it was supposed to be kind of like an A24 style, like,
okay,
you know, single cam deal.
But it sounds amazing. Can you tell the people a little bit about it? Or
yeah, of course, okay, of course. Yeah. So this is kind of like loosely based off of my grandfather's life when he moved to New York.
Ooh.
So my grandfather, one thing about him, he's a freedom fighter. He fought in the Bangladeshi Liberation War.
Mm-hmm.
And after we won our independence and all that, he fled the country because they were trying to, like, you know, get a lot of the people who, like, fought in the war and stuff like that, came to New York, where his cousin was already, like, settled and stuff like that. His cousin was working for the mafia when
which mafia?
Here. The Italian.
Italian.
Yes.
Period. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Gotti.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, Ozone Park, East New York, that comes up so much, because that's where they were operating out of in that time. And that's where, like, my grandfather settled his family and everything. So when he got here, he was working for the mafia as well. And so it's loosely based off of his life working for the mafia. And, like, this show is going into the life of him kind of, like, dealing with the struggles of the mafia and then handing over the business to his eldest daughter, which would technically be my mom, but yeah, she was not in that business in real life.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of like a Mulan meets, like,
ooh,
yeah,
meets what?
I can't think of another one.
Mulan meets Narcos, like what?
Yeah. Mulan meets what? Barry. I really wanted like a Barry. I know that Mulan is a movie.
Yeah,
but you know, have you seen Barry at all?
Like the first few episodes.
I loved Barry, and
does it get better?
What, you didn't like it?
I watched the first few episodes and I'm like, okay, work. Like, not, I just have to sit there and concentrate, honestly.
Yeah. I really love the style of that show because it was very funny and it was dealing with some really serious shit. Like, he was an assassin trying to become an actor. That's crazy.
That's so crazy,
you know? So, yeah.
Okay, work. I love that, and I hope to see it one day. Cause when I read the description, inshallah, real quick, and I was like, I'd love to, like, even it, like, cause I, so in Queens, like going to all these public schools, like I was around a lot of girls from Bangladesh, and like they would always wear the hijab, and like I'd always like they were the girls, like, and I'm just like, I, when I read that, I like pictured these girls like moving like stacks of coke, and I was like, that's so cunt. Like, I would love to see that. It's just like, I could do this shit too, motherfucker. Like, matter of fact, I could probably
do it. We got family to feed.
I could do it better than you, probably. Okay, work. What is your... Okay, so tell me more about... You were on Rami.
I was, yeah. I was in one little episode.
Don't say it like that. You were in a whole episode. It was big. It was a whole episode. How was that experience? Because that is such... Can I just say Rami? I mean, like, I don't know if you know him, but like...
Do you like the show, first of all?
Can I just say... Yeah. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It shifted my perspective so beautifully. Not that I had like this sick perspective, but I had... There's no education that I got about, you know, even like Muslim religion or what that culture is like, except what I hear in the media and how fucking fucked up is that, right?
Yeah.
I binged that show because I was like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
They just like us for real. Like the parents fighting, like just trying to always show your fucking parents like, bro, I'm doing this. Like, and it was just such a beautiful show and I loved it. And I feel like I learned so much from it. And I'm just like very grateful for that show.
I do love that show as well. And I think that he is just such an amazing writer. I didn't know him before filming that episode. I was just like randomly hit up by like the casting director, asked to send a self tape, and I was like, didn't even think nothing of it because I was like, what are the chances, you know? And then I got it, and that's when I met him, when he like directed that scene and everything. So he is a very talented writer and deserves everything. And I think that also speaking in terms of what you're talking about is very important for Muslims to hear this, because you know some of your biggest haters are going to be your own people, you know. And I feel like Rami got a lot of haters for that show, a lot of hate from Muslims, because they're like, how are you depicting Muslims like this and blah 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 blah, this that and the other. And I'm like, it's not for you, it's not for you to worry about, because you know what, they're trying to build something where someone like you watches it and is like, They're just like us.
Yeah.
And I will, like, I remember watching an episode from the last season, the season 3, where the parents are fighting. And I swear to God, I watched that episode and I was like, this feels like Rami looked inside of the window of my house, my parents' house, and like just picked up dialogue from it. Yeah. Like, it felt so, like, to your point, felt like relatable.
Chills. I'm getting chills. Because it's like, it truly was that experience of like, yo, she's so mean to the daughter. Like, for real. Like, why all moms like this? Like, let her live. Fuck. And it was just like, it truly like shifted so much for me. And I was just like, wow, thank God Hulu gave this kid money, or whoever gave this kid money to do this, because I feel like, where else was I going to get this education? Yeah, like, I feel especially being born in America, in New York, like, I already told you my school was pretty shitty. Like, I'm not getting this information. Like, even at Cornell, who the fuck is giving me this information, right, you know? Yeah. Unless I'm taking that specific class about specific studies, I'm not getting that information.
And the thing about, like, I mean, what we're seeing with, like, academia, too, now is, like, they'll shut down anybody who wants to speak the truth, you know?
Yo, I heard they took out dictionaries from a library the other day.
What?
Because it was talking about sex. Can you just aliens pull up? No. Take me out. I'm so excited to go to a different galaxy. Oh my God. Just like let me put these podcasts out and then like take us.
Would you be like a leader of a galaxy or would you just like kind of
honestly like ride the wave? Probably be like lead us and I'm like, oh, can I like go on a vacation first? Like I'm doing so much work. But I would lead if like they needed me to lead.
Right.
Would you lead?
They asked nicely. I don't think so. No, I wouldn't want to. I feel like I've played the eldest daughter role for long enough. I wanted to, I thought about this as well. Like, I didn't want kids either for a really long time.
Oh.
Because I was like, I raised mine already.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
done.
I say one, two, three.
One of them's in college. Yeah, the other one's in med school. I did my job. Yeah. But I think after, like, moving out from my parents' house, I was like, oh, I guess I can do this now. Mm. Like, once you're released from, like, your duties or your responsibilities, you're like, I guess I can, like, you know, do it again.
Yeah. Or how many do you think again? Yeah, do it again. I'm a birth again.
How many do I want?
Yeah.
Probably like two or three.
Okay. I want seven.
You want seven kids?
Yes. I love the number seven.
That doesn't mean you gotta have seven kids, babe.
So it's gonna be the one gay boy and then it's gonna be the twins and fraternal. They could be male boy, but they could switch after. I don't care. And then it's gonna be the girl. She's gonna be the bitch. I know she is. Yeah. And then so that's
you gotta
four.
Have the one bitch.
And then the three, I'm just gonna adopt. Yeah. The sister, the one bitch, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're gonna adopt three?
After. Okay. I'm gonna close up shop after the cunt. Yeah. I'm gonna close the cunt after the cunt. Period. Okay. Well, thank you, Zuby, so much for being here with me today. I want to ask, how can the people get to know you a little bit more? Where can the people go and follow you and tap into everything? You have a live show as well.
Mm-hmm. So the people can find me online, you know, all the time, chronically. I am at Chop Zuby on TikTok and what's the other one?
Instagram.
And if you want to email, no.
Also, yes. What's your Venmo?
My Venmo is Zuby-Ahmed.
Exactly.
I'm trying to quit, babe.
Yeah, let's get into
quit
that.
This job.
Yeah.
And you can also follow my show. It's called Kuti Gang. We feature brown women and queer comics on the show. We have a show coming up. So please come through, hang out. It's fun.
Okay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here with me today. This has been Bodega Chat. My name is Michelle Adana. Make sure to follow Bodega Chat and myself, Michelle Adana, on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok and everywhere you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow Zuby at Zuby, a Chop Zuby, on Instagram and TikTok and everything she said. So thank you so much, and I'll see you at the next one. Bye. Mwah.